Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is December 27th, 2023. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining me, where you can get 20 minutes of Wisconsin hot sports takes in 20 minutes or less, or your pine trees are free. Enjoy those pine trees, everybody. There is a place in Los Angeles, three blocks south of me, that sells pines. And I walk past there. It smells so good. It smells like Wisconsin. Mwah! Hope you all had a good holiday, and we have a lot to get to. I have taken a few moments off here, and there's plenty to talk about. We will talk about the Bucks being good or bad. We don't know. Lots of Packers stuff. Alexander gets a suspension. Just weirdness there going on. And of course, I'm going to wrap up talking about Aaron Rodgers, my favorite subject, but we will be green with the Milwaukee Brewers. The last time I was with you guys, I flipped out. I hated, well, it was two pods ago. I am resigned to realize that the Milwaukee Brewers will never win a World Series. They will never get to the top. It's the shitty thing about baseball. But football, you can turn it around in 1 year. Football, everybody has a shot. There's three good teams, 25 mediocre teams, and three bad teams in the NFL. That's not the case in baseball. The Dodgers have just spent $5 billion getting the best players. And it's like, why don't people like baseball anymore? Well, fucking maybe that's fucking why. So the Brewers, with their contract with Bally's, not making any money, lose their best coach, lose essentially their best player. And not only that, but he fucking goes to the Cubs. Why, Craig? There's so many other franchises that wanted you. Go to the Mets. They have a ton of fucking money. Go to the Red Sox. They would have loved you. Fuck, go to the White Sox. I wouldn't have given a fuck. They got a young, good roster. You go to our rivals, you dick. And I listen, I will always say, hey, I left Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin, but I also left it, okay? So I can't blame people for leaving Wisconsin, especially since I did it. And I did it without millions of dollars at stake. But come on. This is Brett Favre level fucking going to the Vikings. This hurts. And in baseball, again, the Brewers are not rivals with many teams because you kind of got to be good to have rivals. So they don't have any rivals. I do not see the Twins as a rival. I don't see anybody else as a rival. Cards? I mean, Cards are going to be up there, but so there you go. Brewers have two rivals, and one of them doesn't even probably acknowledge that we are rivals. We're the Lions of this division. And so it fucking sucks. I question the timing on it as well. I don't know why he's leaving now. The Brewers have some of the greatest up-and-coming talent on their farm team right now. It is an exciting time, actually, to be a Brewers fan, because they get to be good for the next 4 years until all of these players leave us again. So Craig couldn't even stick it out with the new players coming in and shit. It is a disappointment beyond belief to go to a rival. To go to the New York Mets and be in New York, big city dreams. Go for it, Craig. Went to the fucking Cubs, you fucking loser, asshole. So, no, I'm not happy about Craig Counsell. I knew they were going to lose him, but to get the swerve and have him go right to the Cubs, I don't know why I cheer for this team. I don't know what's going to happen, and I am depressed about the Brewers. So let's get to a little bit of better news. Maybe not. But let's slide over to the Milwaukee Bucks right now, who are one of the best three teams in the East. And everybody's just fucking third wheeling them. The Christmas Day game didn't help. The Bucks never win on Christmas. Why do they never, ever, ever? I don't remember the last time they did win on Christmas. They probably did, and I wasn't watching or something. I mean, I watch them cream the Knicks 2 days before Christmas, just slaughter them. They just get their ass kicked. Now, people usually say this about a football team, but the Bucks are an NBA team in which they cannot be losing. They need to have the lead. And once the Bucks have the lead, you're screwed. Okay? You being the other team. If the Bucks are up 6 with 8 minutes to go, you're screwed. We have the two best scorers. You will never make up that 6. You just will not. The defense is fucking terrible, so you can definitely score, but the Bucks are going to keep that 6 to 8 point lead. They're just too good, and they're too good offensively. Playing from behind, I mean, that's the problem. It's like usually with an NFL team, it's like, oh, we're playing from behind, give that back some, or we're playing from ahead, give the back some carries, run some clock, you know, and they have a good defense, blah, blah, blah. It's because the Bucks offense is so good, but the defense is so equally as fucking bad. It's so recognizable, which leads me to my first thing. I don't think they should have fired the coach. Now that we're seeing... they probably didn't know they were going to get Dame, which is why they moved on from Bud. But in hindsight, if they had a chance with Dame, I would have much rather went with continuity here and just got rid of traded away Drew Holiday and do the trade that they did, obviously. I don't like this new coach. He's in over his head. We needed a veteran coach for a veteran team. I mean, they're the oldest team in the fucking league. They're a veteran team. They needed Nick Nurse. They needed a Phil Jackson type person. They needed a name. They needed somebody. I mean, fuck. I wish they would have hired Terry Stotts. Why didn't they do that? This is so weird. And I just think they botched the whole fucking thing. Sit tight with Bud. I mean, that's why I wish it was like sit tight with Bud. The defense was going to drive Bud nuts, but it doesn't fucking matter. Having a coach that has been there before, knowing the rotations, knowing when to take the timeouts, knowing playoff basketball, it's going to come back to bite him in the ass. And I think if they were just able to... Again, somebody had to go down for the first round exit, so that's why it happened. But I just don't think they have it. And that all being said, Giannis and Dame can beat anybody. Their roadmap is the Bubble Lakers. Bubble Lakers were not that deep. Bubble Lakers, you know, they just had a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD at the same time. And they were able to just kick everybody's ass. And so having said that, feeling uncomfortable about the new coach, feeling, you know, stressed out that the Bucks are just a third wheel in this Eastern Conference run, all that aside, if Dame and Giannis get hot in the playoffs, it's over. I mean, like I said, if they're up 7 on Boston with 4 minutes to go, they're gonna win. they're gonna win because they just can get buckets so easily. It's just when they're down 14. Yes, they can get those buckets easily, but they're giving up an equal amount of buckets either fucking way. It's at least, listen, folks, it's at least more fun than the Drew Holiday teams. Okay? Funness wise, this team is more fun. It was kind of rough. I mean, that's what I said even when they made the Drew Holiday trade. Just get ready to see Dame just rain beautiful threes down and not clenching your anus, hoping that Drew Holiday is not laying bricks today, is such a big difference and so much more fun. The other concerning thing is transition defense. They've been one of the last in the league because they're an old, old team. So a lot of concerning shit here. But again, just like the NBA has told us, hey, regular season doesn't fucking matter. We have play-in games, like 10 teams in each goddamn conference make this fucking thing now. So the NBA has told us, hey, the regular season does not matter. Don't worry about it. So that's the thing. If in March, you know, fucking campaign is shooting 60% from three and they're hot and they're, you know, they can even get a little bit mediocre defense. The Nuggets last year were 14th in defense. So just the offense is good enough that even a mediocre defense and not a terrible defense like they have right now could win it all. Giannis makes me giggle. So there was a big fight with the Pacers about a game ball. And here's what I'm going to say about game balls. These fuckers are too rich. They have too much money. And they have too... This is... We gotta get the game ball that we scored the... Dame scored his 11,1322nd point! We need the game ball! Shut up, you guys. You're mega millionaires with everything given to you on a fucking platter. Don't worry about a fucking stupid-ass game ball. And Giannis so rarely goes into this mode of like being a dick that it's weird for him to watch him be a dick. I don't like it. It doesn't wear him well. You know, it doesn't look good on him. So it was stupid. Men in their balls. Fucking stupid. Calm down, you guys. So let's get to the Packers here. The Green Bay Packers having a mediocre season by regular standards, but they have done it! The Green Bay Packers have found a replacement for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, as everybody has to qualify it, we don't know if he's going to the Hall of Fame, but having an above average quarterback, which Packers definitely do have, it's so awesome. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's so fucking awesome to get to have a third quarterback pretty much in my adult teen years at the very least onwards. And I am 42 years old now, so that is a long time. We did it. Love's really good. He didn't get down. I mean, you see some of these guys like Zach Wilson just fucking fold after they lose a couple games. Packers lost a couple games. Love came back. Love, you know, played well. He's playing with a, you know, average to below average offensive line and a boom or bust, very young wide receiver core. So I think they signed Dylan for cheap. Maybe even sign Jones for cheap again with the possibility to cut him and then maybe go to the draft, maybe sign a little better on the running back position. But the real concern is the defense. And it's something that has been a hot topic because people want Joe Barry fired, which is rarely happens midseason. And so here we are with two games to go. Joe Barry is the coach. Giving up 30 to the Panthers last week. But even weirder, Alexander gets suspended. And folks, I do this podcast. I try to come up with new stuff every single time. I don't really want to repeat myself on this stuff. But we don't have a really good defensive player. Packers just don't have a really good defensive player. They just don't. Alexander's not good. He can't get on the field. He's not a leader. He's not a leader. I mean, what the fuck was that with the toss? then to be really flippant about it afterwards. And he was like, "Huh, I'm from Carolina, and the coach didn't even know I'm from Carolina, so I wanted to get out there." Fucking just tell the coach you're from Carolina you want to go out there, you dumb fucking weirdo. What? This is not a Woodson. This is not a Reggie. And I am doubting Alexander. Let's just put it that way. His stock, in my mind, has gone down. We made him the highest paid cornerback in the league. He can't stay on the field. He is clearly not a leader. The locker room isn't like, "Alexander, Alexander, 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 help me in this. Oh, Jair, help me with this. Oh my God, he's awesome." I do not hear any of that. Now, Woodson and Reggie were more established, of course, but this is, Jair's not a second or third year player, man. We know who he is, and he's a fucking weirdo, and seemingly has no leadership skills whatsoever. So there's a lot of decisions to be made on this defense. These first round picks have just been a fucking whiff. Campbell has regressed to being a below average player after having one season where he played well, got the contract, regressed back to who he was. And all these first rounders, Van Ness. I mean, there was a Van Ness sighting this week, and I was like, holy shit, Van Ness, fuck. Good to see him back. But so that is it. The Wisconsin sports person of the week, of course, is Jordan Love. Congratulations, you. Packers have more wins than the year after they lost Favre. Went 6-10. They are now currently 7-8 and have the one more win. That's all I wanted to see. All I wanted to see was Jordan Love's progression. And we got it. And it's exciting. So the last two things, you know, I say it on the pod all the time. NFL players constantly are trying to be NBA players and be like, "I want to go here. Trade me here. Yeah, I'm going to hold out." And then they fucking fold. So the Rodgers year is almost like syrup on pancakes. For being injured in the first play, I have gotten so much out of it. He is such a dink. He's so fucking weird. All of this stuff coming out, I didn't want to be activated. He held them up by saying he might return. I mean, that was a mistake. Don't tell a fucking team you're going to return when you clearly are not. And I'm so happy he's away from the Packers locker room, you guys. He is a weird... Speaking of weird motherfuckers, Aaron, at this late stage of his career, good luck, good riddance. It's going to be an exciting Jets year next year. I, 40-year-old coming off ACL injury, I'm sure he's going to be spry as a fucking teenager's dick. And so, dude, it's... And now there's rumors that Davante Adams is trying to force a trade to the Jets. And I am a spiteful person. You leave my team, sometimes I'll wave to you and be like, good luck. But mostly I'm going to give you the old middle finger, especially if you're a dick about it or if you go to a fucking rival. Davante Adams has been a huge fucking dick since he left the Packers. Fuck him. He's another one. It's a James Harden bullshit situation. "Oh, I want to be traded to the Raiders. Get me out of Green Bay. Get me out of Green Bay. I want to be traded to the Raiders." Okay, we trade you to the Raiders. 2 years later, "I hate being with the Raiders. Boo-hoo. I'm a huge mega millionaire baby." Fuck you, Devontae. You could have stayed with the Packers, gone through this 1 or 2 years of uneasiness with the quarterbacks, and then had an above-average fucking quarterback and a young guy throwing to you. But no, you are a fucking piece of shit. Good. I hope the Jets trade Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall. I hope they do everything to make that trade happen. Gut their fucking team. And I can see both Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers fuck up the Jets season from afar because both of you are selfish fuck-ups. That's all the time I have, ladies and gentlemen. The Packers have some exciting games coming up. It's their whole season against the Vikings and then the Bears. Everybody, have a Christmas, Happy New Year, and of course, enjoy the game.